the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها. Brothers and sisters, in this part of the Kumail supplication, the commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, says, Allahumma azuma bala'i, O Allah, my tribulation is tremendous. وَأَفْرَطَ بِي سُوءُ حَالِي, my bad state is excessive. وَقَصُرَتْ بِي أَعْمَالِي, my acts are inadequate. وَقَعَدَتْ بِي أَغْلَالِي, and my fetters have tied me down. Dear listeners, it seems that these are the entreaties of a patient who is captive of disobedience, whose material wants have overpowered him. And he has offered these entreaties before the omniscient physician. This merciful physician has invited the patient himself out of his mercy to cure him of his tribulations and to free him of his material desires. At first, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Allahumma azuma bala'i. O Allah, my tribulation is tremendous. Let's have a look at the meaning of bala and tribulation. Some scholars believe that tribulation has different meanings, somehow different instances. Some of them have mentioned sins as the clearest example of tribulations. It has been said that tribulations are the sins, the greatest misfortunes. Wrongdoing is a very dangerous illness that unless one repents and returns to Allah while compensating for his past deeds, it can lead to spiritual death of the heart of the sinner. When one's heart dies, he would lose touch with the Almighty, and this leads to eternal atrocity. This leaves the servant in a place which is very far away from Almighty Allah's mercy.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you. and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
The fourth Imam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, at the beginning of Munajat al-Ta'ibin, the supplication of the repented, has mentioned this fact: وَأَمَاتَ قَلْبِي عَظِيمُ جِنَايَتِي. My great crime, that is my wrongdoing, has caused my heart to die. Abu Dharr Ghaffari, a disciple of Prophet Muhammad, once was asked, "What illness do you suffer from more?" And he answered, "Ashku dhunubi. I suffer from the illness of sin." Allama Tabarsi, in the great exegesis book of Majma'ul Bayan, explains about the Quranic chapter Al-Waqi'ah and narrates, "Once Uthman bin Affan visited Abdullah ibn Mas'ud while he was sick. It seems that it was before his death. He asked Abdullah, 'What do you suffer from?' Abdullah answered, 'My sins.' And Uthman said, 'What do you desire?' He replied, 'My Lord's mercy.' Then Uthman asked again, 'Do you want me to call a doctor to visit you?' To which Abdullah replies, 'The real healer has cured me.' Uthman asked him again, 'Do you want me to pay your portion from Muslim's treasury?' Abdullah replied, 'You did not pay it when I needed it. Do you want to pay it now that I don't need it anymore?' Uthman stated again, 'Let me pay it to your daughters instead.' But Abdullah said, 'My daughters don't need it. I have recommended them to recite Al-Waqi'ah chapter because I heard from the Prophet ﷺ that anyone who recites this chapter Waqi'ah every night would never suffer from poverty.'" Now, although this tradition was about the importance of reciting chapter Waqi'ah every night, what really is visible in the dialogue between the two is how they react to the sins they have brought with them. Specifically, Abdullah, who is on the verge of death, he believes that he is only suffering from the sins at the last moment. So anyway, one of the meanings of bala mentioned by the scholars is the sins the people commit. We'll talk about the different meanings more in the next programs. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be
close to you.